Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss Louis Althusser. Now Louis Althusser was a French philosopher, French Marxist philosopher. His dates are between 1918 to 1990. And in the 1960s he became famous for trying to fuse Marxism and structuralism. And he called his approach structuralist Marxism. Okay, structuralist Marxism. This is the title that he gave to his approach. Now, a little bit about the life of Louis Althusser. Now, he was inducted in the French army in 1939. And if you recall, 1939 was the year in which Second World War began. And after being inducted in the French army, he fought for some time. And later on, he was captured by the German troops in 1940. And he spent the remainder of the war in a German prison. After the Second World War ended and when he was released. In 1948, he went on to join the French Communist Party. And in the same year, he was appointed as faculty member at the École Normale Supérieure. This is a university in Paris, France. Okay, in short, it is called ENS. Okay, ENS. And at this university, he taught nearly for 3 decades. And one more fact you should know about his personal life is that in 1980, Althusser suffered a mental breakdown. And after that, he also strangled his wife to death. And he also had to face trial for murder. But the judge found him unfit for trial because he was suffering from mental illness. And because of this, he also spent several years in a mental hospital. And he has also written a confessional autobiography called The Future Lasts Forever. Okay, The Future Lasts Forever, which was published posthumously in 1992. And Althusser is best known for his radical rereading of the works of Karl Marx. Marx believed that the economic mode of production, which is often referred to as base, determined both the political system and ideology or the superstructure. Althusser, however, argues that this relationship is not one of simple cause and effect. Instead, the 3 levels, the economic, the political and the ideological level, exist in a state of relative autonomy. Okay, relative autonomy. In other words, they might change independently of one another so that an ideological shift, such as the rise of humanism, for example, might be the condition rather than the effect of the rise of capitalism. And the mode of production, however, is determining in the last instance. Okay, only in the last instance. Matlab, base is not something, or let's say the economic base or the economic structure of a society doesn't determine everything, be it political system or ideology, but only determines in the last instance. And as I said that these 3 things, base, superstructure, ideology, let's say political system, ideology, base, these are in a state of relative autonomy. Of course, they influence each other, but ideology and political system or the superstructure is not dependent on the economic scenario of a country or a society. Ye matlab hai. So this is what Louis Althusser argues, that there is a relative autonomy. And his most influential theory is his reinterpretation of the Marxist concept of ideology. And for Althusser, ideology is not what Marxists had called false consciousness. Because you might have read this, that ideology for the Marxists is a kind of false consciousness. Instead, in Althusser's view, it is better understood as a partial relationship to the facts, both limited and partisan. So ideology invites us to accept the cultural and political system which we inhabit as being natural or being unchanging and commonsensically better than any other system. So the ideology is not only something which forces us to accept the present state of affairs or scenario of our society, but it persuades us that whatever exists now is the best thing that we could get, or it is better than all other alternatives. So there is a kind of persuasion, and it does this by incessantly inviting or cajoling or flattering us into accepting its values as self-evidently true through a process which Althusser calls interpolation. Okay, interpolation. I-N-T-E-R-P-E-L-L-A-T-I-O-N. Interpolation. So in other words, the contribution of Louis Althusser is he helps Marxism break with the economic determinism. Okay, break with the economic determinism. Matlab ye ki economics determines everything. This is what he challenges. This is what Louis Althusser challenges. That economics doesn't determine everything. Of course, to some extent, yes, economics determines, but not everything. And also that cultural products like literature, art, have a certain level of autonomy. Now, after this, there is also a very famous essay by Louis Althusser called Ideology and Ideological State Apparatuses. Okay, Ideology and Ideological State Apparatuses, which came out in 1969. And even in this essay, Althusser argued that traditional interpretations of Marx as an inveterate economic determinist, by demonstrating the quasi-autonomous role, okay, quasi-autonomous role accorded to politics, law, and ideology in Marx's later writings. So he just says that don't focus on only the early works of Karl Marx, also focus on the later works of Karl Marx. Because later on, even Karl Marx has said that economics doesn't determine everything. And there are two more important works by Louis Althusser. One is called For Marx, okay, For Marx. And another one is called Reading Capital, okay, Reading Capital. And both of these works were published in 1965. So from an exam point of view, just remember that Louis Althusser is famous for structuralist Marxism, okay, this phrase structuralist Marxism. After that, remember the names of his important works, especially his famous essay called Ideology and Ideological State Apparatuses. Uske baad, For Marx, okay, For Marx, and then Reading Capital, okay, Reading Capital. And he is the one who argues against the economic determinism of Marxism, of early Marxism.